Johnny Mac with your daily comedy news. Did you see that former President Trump said that he was worried that protesters might throw fruits and vegetables at him? Seth Meyers said that's just more proof that Trump only thinks in cartoons. It's like the Homeland Security threat level. Red's tomato, yellow's for banana, green is for avocado. And you know what they say if you get hit with an avocado? You're toast. Well played. Trevor Noah, I'll say this. He's not wrong about being hit with a pineapple being dangerous, you know? I mean, it's got spikes built in, and the banana, too. It might not seem dangerous, but remember, if someone throws a banana, it comes right back at them. You know what I think is the worst fruit to get hit with? A honeydew. Yeah, no, not because it's hard. It's because you can get some of it in your mouth, and it's disgusting. I hope it hits me in the head and kills me so I don't have to taste it. More from the Bill Burr piece in Variety. Talked about this yesterday if you missed yesterday's episode, and I've shared the entire article on the subreddit Daily Comedy News and the Facebook group Daily Comedy News Podcast. Bill Burr was talking about podcasting. He said podcasting blew up. All these business guys were coming in going, I created a network. You come in, I'll own your podcast. It's what they do to artists. They can't just take half. They have to take the whole effing thing if you let them. I and Al Madrigal were like, they're just building a website. Why don't we build a website? That is the All Things Comedy site, in case you're curious. Bill talked about being out in public. Being out and being known is loud. I don't do well with it. There are people who are electrifying and they should be out there and I love watching them, but I loved how the Beastie Boys would put out an album and do a tour and then disappear for a couple years. And just as you're thinking, hey, what happened to those guys? Bam, they drop another album and blow your mind again. I also think for a comedian, the more you can have a regular life, the more a crowd can relate to you. My wife would laugh if I said this, but I'm kind of a quiet person. Burr makes fun of marriage in his comedy, an example of his joke, 3 out of 4 marriages go right down the drain. If you're going skydiving and they told you 3 out of 4 parachutes weren't going to open, forget it. But he lights up when he talks about his wife. We're a forgiving couple, we've both done dumb crap to each other, but at the end of the day, we know we're not going anywhere. From Page Six, Pete Davidson is the face of H&M's new menswear campaign. Sure, why not? Page Six wrote the wonderful piece of copy, say goodbye to big D-word energy, because it's all about the big fresh energy these days. That's right, Pete Davidson captures the fresh energy in men's fashion, such as freedom of expression, and self-confidence, and personal style. Pete Davidson gave some quotage for the press release. Pete said, collaborating on this campaign was a great experience. We had a lot of fun creating the photos and content. The clothes are comfortable and feel great to wear, which is what I love about H&M. That sounds like Pete Davidson wrote that, doesn't it? Sure does. The campaign urges men to buy vintage, enjoy what's already in their own closets, and of course add in pieces that matter from H&M's menswear range. A suit, no pun, said, Pete encapsulates everything H&M loves about the new menswear mood with his self-confidence and play with personal style. He's so relatable, inspiring guys around the world to create the moment with their look themselves. So if you want to look like Pete Davidson, head on over to H&M and get the Pete Davidson menswear line. I know you're on your way. Chris Rock plus Taylor Swift in the same project? That's going to be good for podcast episode title SEO, isn't it? Yes, it is. They appear together in the trailer for something called Amsterdam in theaters November 4th. Taylor Swift appears at the end of the trailer. She's weeping over a casket. She's talking to Chris Rock and Christian Bale. Chris Rock tells Christian Bale, you have a dead white man on the box. Who do you think is going to get in trouble for that? The black guy. Amsterdam is described as an original romantic crime epic following 3 veterans who met in Belgium and have made a pact to protect each other no matter what. It takes place in the 1930s. Sure. From the CW, The Great American Joke Off is heading to the CW network. That's right. The Joke Off celebrates the world of gags, wisecracks, and one-liners. Each show blends the finest comedians from the UK and USA and sets about testing their skills as they compete against a succession of quick-fire rounds designed to generate as many laughs as possible. Not as many laughs as my inner 12-year-old laughing at Joke Off. The Great American Joke Off is being filmed in West London. No word yet on a lineup, a host, or the precise format of the show. Is it possible, CW, that you announced this a little prematurely? Almost a premature joke off, if you know what I mean? You don't know what the format is, who's on it, or who's hosting? I don't think this is ready yet. All right, let's see who's at the Netflix Comedy Festival tonight. Now, I've taken down some notes. One of the shows, Larry David in Conversation. That should be a good time. The Best Friends podcast with Nicole Byer and Sashir Zamata is fun. Arsenio Live. That's right, Arsenio is back tonight, baby. Let me click on my little bookmark here. Today is Monday, May 2nd. 7:30, Larry David. 7 o'clock, Seth Rogen. 7 o'clock, Dax Shepard. 7 o'clock, Michael Blackson. 7 o'clock, Nicole Byer, Sashir Zamata. 8 o'clock, Comedy Store Podcast. 9:30, Comics of Cobra Kai. 8 o'clock, Wayne Brady. 8 o'clock, Mark Maron. 7 o'clock, Sam Morril. 9:30, just added, Natalie Palamedes. Remember the other day I was like, oh, we really should go see Natalie? See, we didn't know about this second show because it was just added. All right, I like playing the If We Were There, What Would We Do? I think we'd go at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. We'd go see Arsenio, right? What else are we doing at 3? Then we can grab some dinner, maybe a drink. 7 o'clock, we got to make a tough choice. So I would go see Made in UK. I've been to more than my share of comedy festivals. And my whole thing is like, yeah, Larry David, it's cool, but you kind of know what it's going to be, right? Sam Morril, hilarious, but you can see him. He'll be around. Made in UK tonight features Kevin Orkian, Ian Edwards, London Hughes, Mo Gilligan, Kojo Aneem, and Jamali Maddox. When are you going to see them? That's at the Laugh Factory at 7:30. That'd be my vote for the early show. I've talked about this many times. And when we all meet up in Montreal in July, are you coming? I'm going. Seriously, we got to meet up. We'll have a couple drinks. I'd rather see shows like that than some of the headliners. So I would go see Made in UK at 7:30. And then we got to pick a late show. Wayne Brady's at 8. Not going to make it to Marin because that's at 8. Theoretically, we saw Natalie Palamedes the other night. Otherwise, that's the choice. So, I don't know. Want to go see Comics of Cobra Kai, hosted by Tehran? Features Brett Ernst and Dan Adute. It's Laugh Factory at 9:30. Sure, why not? A little bit of quiet night here at the Netflix Festival. The LA Times caught up with Atsuku Okasuka. She says, it took me a while to realize what my comedic voice is, but once I did, I was able to create a unique perspective when I do stand-up because I'm coming from a very childlike view of the world. Partly thanks to my grandma, because she didn't want me to grow up too fast. My grandma is not naturally funny. She was a caretaker. It wasn't until I started to do comedy and found my calling that she started to relax. Then I was like, do you want to join me in my dance videos? Suddenly, she was able to tap into her childlike self and started having fun for the first time in her life. They, of course, asked her about cancel culture. She said, comedy's a two-way street without the audience. The stand-up comedian doesn't have a job without the stand-up comedian. The audience doesn't have a comedy show to watch. Profound. If the audience went quiet, then maybe rethink what you said. It's not that you can't say certain things anymore. It's more like, are you doing stand-up comedy or not? The world constantly changes. If you're doing a stand-up set from 15 years ago, people are going to be able to tell. Atsuko Akasuka, 7 o'clock at the Elysian Theater. And that's your comedy news for today. Follow the show for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Overcast, wherever you get your shows. You can buy me at coffee.com/dailycomedynews to support the show, or go to Apple Podcasts, become a premium subscriber. They'll put that option under your nose if you open up that app. See you back here tomorrow.